the Mishnah spoke about an unusual case where the guy had no karpas. All he had was chazeres. He had to use the same lettuce that he's going to use for maror for karpas as well. Says the Gemara on Kuf Yudal and the Beis, Omar Rishlokesh del Someres Mitzvah Strichas Kavona. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Mishem Hachi, Boy, Trey Tibuli, Shem Elon Eskavim, Lishem Moro, Hol of Yer, Boro Priya Dhamma, Kishai Yer Ophas Diyal. You only made a Boro Priya Dhamma the first time around. He didn't have in mind to fulfill the Mitzvah of Moro. Came in the Lovin and Chiyuva the Moro with the Ochale, and during Karpa, Slat, not the Moro Slat, the Boro Priya Dhamma with the Ochale, the Dilma Lo Echav and the Moro, Hilko Boro Lemedel and Tbula Lishem Moro. You have to have a second time in the slot that we call Mara for the purpose of Mara. Tisakadaitach mitzvah lo boi kavon olam aloch treti bule v'otov olechod azim no. He already had Mara in the karpas slot. That's the Gemara. On a simple level, we understand Pshat. It's an interesting he'ara. The Gemara used the word v'dilma, and Rashi picks up on the word v'dilma and throws in the word Shem alone is kavik. Shem alone is kavik. Right? But the question is, what do you mean Shem alone is kavik? That means Shem alone is kavik. So if Shem alone is kavik, how do you make an alachilas moror in the moror slot? The chashash brocha levatol. Tosis is bothered by this. What did Tosis answer? So what does Tosis? Read the Tosis right away. Ah, we read the Tosis. We'll see it again. Zos Omeres Mitzvah Strichas Kavana Shlokesh Tavon Demasnis and Stomach Atoni Umari Afilu Yochol Limtzo Shayirokas. Nonetheless, Eino Litroach Acha Shayirokas. This is his own new pshat. He's not the bottle looking for other vegetables. El Osa Shnei Tibulim B'Maror. Why? Behind him, he shouldn't have mitzvah strichas kavana. We came to Abidah and Bechule, Uvar Pradama Huda Achale, Kloma Shalabir Chalachilas Mar. Vidilma, the second hour line, Loachave. Zoptosis Vidilma Lav Davka. Kloma Vada Loachave Lamoro. Die mitzvah Tibul Shani Achamatza. It said that Matz to Rom Yachlu. Hilkos Boyle, the Medal of the Tuli, Pirish, Lavar Chalachilas Mar. Period. Why didn't it say Beferish? You make a bracha because of Rav Chista later on. Lanuket v'ruchim b'shunder Rav Chista islay b'shmaitim. That's the Rav Chista is on the top of Kufi Tazav and Aleph. The Mavarach alachilas mar b'tibul rishon. They don't want to get involved in that dispute right now. Fun. Oh, the kama b'var pradam ochol leisus tosis. Hanikolomar she'en ochol l'shem achilas mar el ochol says b'var pradam which we call karpas. Fine. Tisagadaydach says tosis. Lo boy kavana im ken yotzachovas mar betibul rishon afal gav the chol if they matzah k'sila matzahron lo havi ikuma samayt sarav tvei tibule b'maror havalei la. So therefore what? What do you mean? Tosis in the nupsha amayt sarav tvei tibule b'maror. What are you getting involved? Havalei la haduri ashay yirachas shemekeir betibul rishon v'yachah matzah betibul sheni yochol mar. Okay, this Atosus adds, which Rashi and Rashbam did not have, that extra twist about going schlepping around looking for other vegetables. And Dilma doesn't mean Dilma, Dilma means Vadilo Mechavein. So Tosus takes care of some of the wrinkles that are left with Rashi and Rashbam's shot. What's shot in Rashi and Rashbam? You get an impression, simple shot in Rashi and Rashbam, if mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, you don't need two tibulim at all. Rashi, the Tosis didn't learn that way. Tosis learned. Let's read again what Tosis said. One more time, what Tosis said. Vilobot tzvira kavana. Read it a second time. In Cain, yotzachov as mara betibul rishon, afagav dechol afay matza. Not likuva the seder. So amai tzarav trei tibule. Rashi lemshat. Don't need trei tibule at all. Tosis couldn't hack that. So what did Tosis say? Why are we allowing him to have two tibulim with mara when he can just go around the corner and buy some celery? Or parsley? Or pepper? Mr. Radical looks a piece. Or potato. You'll see later on whether that's really counts or not. But that's what people do. Who is this potato supply? Who are you? It's the most common thing of all. Rabbi said you fell to the same trap as the horseradish guys. They had no parsley, they had no pepper, they had no
whatever. That parsley with a shell goes in charcoal.
What?
That parsley with a shell goes in charcoal.
It's not real. It's not real vegetable. Okay. Well, we'll get to it later on. I just want the other four P's. Just so we'll get back to the details later. Okay. So why are you using lettuce? Get something, go around the corner, find some vegetable that starts with P or not, and then use it for your carpas. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara ask this question and says that you should make care of you twice?
No, I understand. The Tosis is convinced you're going to have two tibuli. Rashi is not so convinced. So we haven't got to Akeri yet. We'll get to that later. Do we know about Akeri at all? The simple reading, if you never heard of Akeri yet.
Oh.
That's a simple reading, right? Correct? You must tell it to Akeri. On a simple level, you know nothing about Akeri until now. Am I correct? Well, I'm just going to push up shot. We'll come to the details later on. Okay. Fine. What's this all about, Rabosai? So, the whole discussion of what this really means. If you have chazeres, lettuce, before the matzah, get an impression from Tosus that you yotze with the chazeres and it's Shudas Kavan, no matter what. And they say, well, the Seder is not Miyakev. Again, the Seder is not Miyakev. Fine? This is the pshat of Rashi and Rashbam, and the pshat of Tosfos. Two different pshat. Before we go any further in the Gemara, there is still yet another pshat or two, which are given. How should we say it? These are the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos, and there's the Chachmei Svart. We saw Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David. I used to put on the Marma Kama. There's a lot of Rabbeinu Davids and Rans. Yeah, so much to say and he's blotting the bar. It's unbelievable. Let's take a look and see what Rabbeinu David says. Kuf Yudal and Amidis. Pasha, going through the Pasha Pshat, what is the Gemara telling us? Rabbeinu David. Huge. She'im ein mitzvah streetless kavana. The Evsha, she has said is a kalacha. She yakdim tibu rishon l'sheni shemavarach alav. Why? Shekfayot tzdei chavaso. You have no choice because ain't shechus come up. Ve'eich yachzav yivarach alav. Says the Rabbeinu David. V'hashlo svirulon ma'id amar avchista. What did avchista say? You make a bracha the first time around. No. More than assuming now. You make the bracha the second time. Right? And matzah should come first, because matzah comes first in the chumash. Matzah is in rorim. So the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. Lama le'treti bulei v'atav l'chad ha'zimna. What does that mean? I repeat again. If mitzah says, Shridas kavana, you're not... Why bother... having more a second time. Obviously, we yotze the first time because the bracha, and therefore there can be no bracha the second time. So why bother? That's how I made the devil in the trap. Okay, one more time. Im ein mitzvah shichas kavana iev sheshir seid ezek kalocha sheyakdim tibul rishon l'sheni shubavarech olav. More than assuming now that normally the proper time to make the bracha is later on, but that's impossible. You can't make a bracha later on. So therefore, what must happen? The bracha must be done earlier. See, we yotze earlier. Why bother having more a second time? Why bother? They don't know about Rav Chisda yet. Ad kan, the Rabbeinu don't. Okay. Ad kan, Rabbeinu don't. Fine. We haven't gotten to the question. We haven't gotten to the answer yet. So is this the question? We have Rashi's trap, we have Tosfos' trap, and Rabbeinu David's trap. Okay? Fine. The Chiddushi Aran, since we, this was end with, I want to make two overwhelming here, but let's just we open up one more sefer. That's it. No more. No more. One more sefer. The Chiddush Yeran Kuf Yudal of the days. Both Shabbat Gemara. The Rish Lakish says, see here, see the Ran gives away this, he tells you right away right at the beginning, there's a trick over here. The Rish Lakish says, Svile the Rish Lakish, the Vitibul, Risha the Chudei, that they call him Suda Shaloka Shai Mosashana, Ike at Keo the Tinokos. Oh. So the Ran is already saying, the Gemara knew all along about Keo the Tinokos. Till now we assumed, in Rashi and Tosis, and even Rabbeinu David, what to Kehilat Tinochos? That's all that comes in later on, right? That's a simple read of the Gemara. No, the Gemara knew all along about Kehilat Tinochos. The Gemara said even one table is enough for Kehilat Tinochos. This comes at the wrong time, before you start the meal. So therefore, the Mishnah proves Mitzvah Strichos Kavanah. And therefore what? The Takana was, you don't make a brach of a table rishon, Lechol Maror, Kadesh Le'yachav Mol Mitzvah Maror, you'll be Otzi Maror then. You want to be also the right time. Al matzah semorim yochlu. In that order. So you have a matzah semorim yochlu. The first one will be a heker, and that's all. Abel the Armenian mitzvah saying, Tzichas Kavana. Al kochach betibul rishon yotzi lechov aso. Al fagav delo mechavein. Uva didei namik akero latinokos. Kevin de ochalei liberei konalor achara. Betibul sheni lomalim. Who needs Tibul Sheni at all? So in this respect, it's like Rashi, right? Why bother having a Tibul Sheni? Torah said, but sure you have to have two Tibul. It's just a question of Yishev and Matriach to get other vegetables aside from Moro. Rashi said, who needs a second Tibul? This is what the Chiddush Yeran says. And again, Rabbeinu David, just to read it one more time, get it straight. What did Rabbeinu David say? I mean, what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? What does he say? Pshat. Hey, yachs of Yivarech Olav. You want to have a second time or a mela, but I can't make a broch on it. See, he focused on the broch aspect. Right? So, see how Tosis is discussing the should be matri up to get another min. And Rashi and Ran seem to say the question is who needs more something simple read? Who needs a second table at all? You already owe it to the first time. And Rabbeinu David said, can't make a broch on the second time. Which is a little bit of a slight. Now it's come to the Gemara's answer. Yeah. Now what's the Gemara's answer? Zok the Helig Gemara. You have to look inside. It's pretty long-winded here. It takes a few lines to read through the Gemara's answer. Let's read together. Mimai. Dilmali ola mitzvahs enchiras kavan. Ude ka'ar mitrei tibuli lomali ki hechi delevi hekeo letinokos. Okay. Again, either we didn't know about that until now at all, we now know you need two tefillahs to make a heker. V'chitema in Cain lishmin and shari rokas. So what is that saying over here? If you learn mitzvah strichas kavana, it tells you even though you had chazeres the first time around, you weren't yotze. Well, maybe potentially not yotze. But if mitzvah ain't strichas kavana, so why the mishkan a fluky case where the guy only has lettuce? Why can't he have some other vegetable, potatoes as well. Says Magus. He hashmina shayirakas, havamina hechadika shayirakas, who devina treti buli. Potatoes and lettuce. Abba chazeres, lechudala boy treti buli. Why bother? Same thing twice. Kamash volon, tafilu chazeres bina treti buli. Ki hechi de lehebe be akeru letinokos. Okay. Atkan, this part of the sugi. Everyone with me so far? Let's analyze a little bit more carefully and see what this is all about. Fine. We have a very important question to raise. And this is raised by the footnotes on the Ran I asked you to see. What about Kavana Shalo Lotes? You must have learned that sometime in your Talmudic career, right? As a matter of fact, huh? We had this year. Oh yeah, of course. How can I forget? Mm-hmm. Back in Elul, spoke by Rikas about it. Kavana, of course. Kavana shalom lates. We assume it works. So what's the problem over here? Even if it's as ancient as Kavana, can have Kavana shalom lates. I read it to you just so you should have the source you have in front of your nose, the Ran and the footnotes. Footnotes are the Ran. He quotes the Rashbam. Rashbam, that's the same person's writing over here. As quoted by the Ran and Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, he admits his answer to Kavana, Kivin Shlolitz, Lotzis, and the Yotze. According to this, what's derived from my Mishnah that admits the Shtrichos Kavana? No! Say Shtrichos Kavana. The Tibur Rishni, not Yotze, you know why? Because you're Mechavin Shalolotes. And why? Why are Mechavin Shalolotes? So you want to have the right order. Matzim Rorim! Wow. It's a great kash. And later in the Gemara it comes up as well. Let's read the Gemara a little bit further. Read the Gemara. Yo, Tanya. Acholim d'ma yotza. Acholim lo miskaven yotza. That's our purpose, right? We're only concerned right now with the Acholim below miskaven yotza, which seems to imply that what? Mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Against which Lakush says mitzvahs shrichas kavana. What's this? Tanoi. It's a machlokas at Tanoi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal pi shetibil bechazeres. Mitzvah lahavi lefanem chazeres v'charos v'shnei tavshilim. Right? What does that mean? That means it's a mitzvah because you weren't yotze the first time around. So Rabbi Yossi obviously holds which way, Rabbi Yossi? Which way? Mitzvahs trichas kavanah. So Rish Lakish has Rabbi Yossi to hang his head on, even though it's against his graisa. Machlokas tanoim. Who says it's true? V'kat l'mimai, dilma kasar Rabbi Yossi mitzvahs ain't trichas kavanah against Rish Lakish. Fahai divinit treti buli ki hechet the tevye kele tinokos. Says him, well, no. Him came my mitzvah. The word mitzvah wouldn't be appropriate. It was only hechel that you know. Okay? At the end of the sugi. Back to footnote 368. He quotes our Gemara. Quote the Rashbam, Shapir Evshalom, and the Surah of Yossi mitzvah ain't Shikos Kavana. Who mitzvah the Kama, who mishun the Be'achile Rishon, who kivin shelola to see the Mara. V'lachein mitzvah lahavishuv Mara, kivin kaimitz is Achilas Mara. So the Furush Gemara says, footnote 368, against Rashbam, I like the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, who says, if mitzvah stands for Kavana, Av im kiven shalolo tes, yotza. And the Ra'os is the same thing. So how do you get out of this kash? This is a tremendous kash. What? Tremendous kash? What's going on over here? Yeah. Everyone with me so far?
Yeah. Where
are the Ritva and the Ra? Ritva quotes the Ra. This is a good cash. Rabbi Osai, let's look at the carbon. The Sanal talks about it a little bit. I'd like to show you inside before you talk outside. Turn to the carbon. The Sanal discusses this a bit. Please. Carbon. The Sanal is Osai. Under the rush. Not reading the whole thing. Take a look over here. In Korban Asano, it's in our edition. It's page Mem Beis, column 2. He's like this. Line 3. Have a mukmina masnisim bet she'ochlo chazeres b'tilu rishon amanasho lo lo tesbo. Vizel muskim be kol aposkim. He didn't know about the ritva. I feel him adam mitzvah in shichos kavana. He miskavet shelo lo tzeis layotza. Avol rishlokish mosim shachrit. Why? That kach of svili rishlokish v'dochak l'ukmei ha-maisnissim v'chi agav. Obviously it's considered a docha. The imlokein, he has the kasha we just asked. Hey, chav mazol semers mitzvah shichos kavana. Minol l'daikein. Hey, amol yolam mitzvah in shichos kavana. Hello, the Masnis and Arya Bishnis Gavin Shalalotes. So what's the answer? The answer is it's considered to be a dochak. So what the our Mishnah is referring to a case of the Gavin Shalalotes. This the Korban Nisano says would be a dochak. It's a dochak. Fine. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rabbi Osai, is found in the Mefarshim. based on the last line in Tosfos, Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. We quote the Gemara Shonach of Ches that we just spoke about before. There, some say Mitzvahs Ein Shvichas Kavana. What's the case? Kafal Ba'achol Matzah Yotzah. Now, right? Says Tosfos Alosh. Hosam lo mai receive achlo la miskavi. Shul gabi achila lo beinen kavana kule hai kima betfilo tkia. Achila is different. And we have a learn Rosh Hashanah Tzuga over there, the famous Gemara. So the Gemara discusses over there the havamina between, should be distinguished between shofar between matzah. And the Rashi there quotes a fascinating source. I don't remember what it is, two words. Shekei nene. Was misasik v'chalovim v'arayas chayev shekei nene. I mean, that's on the negative side, by an aveir. So when it comes to the physical hanos, even if a person is misasik, doesn't even know what he's doing, there can still be a chiyav korban, shekei nene. Rashi takes that to work in a positive sense. If a person lacks kavana, and if you measure the kavana on a scale for other mitzvahs, it would fall short. When it comes to mitzvahs of achila, it's sufficient. Shekein ene. As a matter of fact, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah said the Rambam holds that way. There's a steer in the Rambam. By shofar he holds tricha kavana. By matzah he holds and tricha kavana. What do you do with that steer? Comes along the Ran and says, oh, shekein ene. Not only is that half a minute, it's a maskana. The Tos also makes a distinction. So those who want to say, Rabbosai, that when do we say that kavana shlolot it works by kiddush? Arichas spoke about that, but not by Achila. Achila is so much a part of you, there's no way you can not be Yotze if you'll enter Cheskavana. It won't work. That's the second answer. Okay, the first answer was the Dochak, the same shot of the Mishnah that way. And the second answer is that it doesn't work when it comes to Achila. Okay. Fine. Chazanish said like this. It would not be wise for the Chachamim to make a takana which is relying on Kavana Shalolotis. Because Kavana Shalolotis is a little sophisticated, and the average person doesn't have enough smarts to think about it. And if you will not have the Kavana Shalolotis, what's going to happen? And then with a bracha levatol. So it wouldn't be wise in this kind of a case where the guy has no karpas to be relying on a Kavana Shalolotis, even though it's a possibility. Yes.
I mean, he's also Mavato, the ideal Seder for Matzah Samurai.
Ah, okay, correct. Adka. Okay, Rabosai. Let's now turn to the Mordechai, who, against the Chiddush Iran, he was started with Tmimus at the Gemara, he started in the Kasha. One never heard of a Keralat Tinochus until they introduced it to Farish. Turn to the Mordechai, please. The Ramaskal Imkain. In Kain Lashmina Bishayarki. Everyone's with me, it's on page Lamed Hay in our print. Who has the old print? That's my curiosity. Who has the old print of the Mordechai? Only a few guys do. And I'm going to find it for you. It's, I would say, halfway between Seder Shal Pesach and the end of the Mesech. Approximation. Okay? In Kain Lashmina Bishayarki. Vim Tomach. Lemai de Svirlan. Dashnei Tibul in Ena Mishum Ekeira in the Havamina. We don't know about Ekeira. Ela Mishum. The Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. That's how the Gemara started off, right? In Cain. Tik Shilei in the Havamina. Amai Ovid Tre Tibuli. Lo Levit Kiyim Cha Tibul. Ulechavin Shapir Lemorah. What's that? What does that mean? I want to show what the Marasha says. The Marasha spells it out a little bit more clearly, and even makes reference to the Mordechai. Please look at the Marasha. Look at the Marasha. Right over here. He's going on the top toasts. Hutzruchu l'chol zemish and the mashmalu. deliver shlokish nami boy shnei tibulim mishum akeiro. The lokein tikshilei lomali trei tibuli klal levet ahu chad tibul sha'achar hamatzos v'lechave ayin b'morcha. So Tosis is assuming all along that you have, even according to Mishlamas, you require two tibulim. That's the Mordechai assumes. He asks why. According to Rashi, that's exactly the Gemara's kasha. Why? There is assuming you need two tibulim. Why the Gemara asks you shouldn't need it at all? According to Rashi, that's exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. Fine. So what did the Mordechai answer? The Eshlama. Back to Rashi. The Vadai have a yoda, the Tsar of Trey Tibulim, and Shemekeir. Come on, do that all along. Vahai the Muchach may call the Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, Hainu, I mean, the Mordechai, Kid the Kama Hashta, the Medulla Ashminan Tibul, Rishin Mishai Yeroka, Salashminan Kulub Moror, Shmamino, the Hainu Nami Mishum, the Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana. Why they pick Moror? The Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana. Who boy Chatibul, the Shemitzias Moror. Umitibul kamalo ichavin lekeim and the birch lebar padam alone. Lachi bar trei tibule. This agadayt of mitzvah shiras kavana. You need two tibule because of a keira alone. Lachud in kain hamayish minan shnei tibule b'maror shminat tibule rishon b'shay arki. Shma mina mitzvah shiras kavana. Okay, so umikara nami have a mukhara. Alachi have a mefarish v'yozel. The koan to the morachai we have it in shas. Gemara knew this all along, is explaining by Richas and a long-winded explanation what the Gemara really knew, in part at least, from the very beginning. So says the Morach. Fine? So says the Morach. Good. Interestingly, our Gemara is working with an assumption according to Rish Lakish that mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. What can be more clear than that? Right? Omer Rish Lakish, so Soveres mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. Can't be. That's unavoidable, right? Turn to Yafei Nayim. Do you love Yafei Nayim? Turn to Yafei Nayim. Yafei Nayim quotes Yerushalmi. He's always going, it's all the same as Yerushalmi. The first one on Kufi Dalam and Beis. The Yerushalmi Svirle Lirish Lakish Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Umuki Hadatavosh Tibul Sheni Bechazeres. Who could tibul rishon v'shayirakos? Avili tabul v'chazeres for rishon koyotza. V'eni otz yochol baruch hashniya al achilas mor. That's Rish Lakish and sheet. Rav Yochanan says tshuchas kavan. If you tabul rishon v'chazeres calls him tabul v'chazeres. So Rish Lakish, the way it's quoted in the as the Yafei and I am quoted, quoting from the Yerushalmi. Right? The question becomes, what's Pshat? Our mission, as we have the text, Heviyu lefanim et halav b'chazeres, Asher v'gilu paperas apas. Was Rish Lakish, the way the Yafei Naim quotes it, quote, Muki ho de tibul sheni b'chazeres, who could de tibul arishin b'shay yirapas. Very strange Pshat in the Mishnah. Here we have et halav b'chazeres, and then Heviyu lefanim matadadadadadam, right? So, he understands Lupsha and the Mishnah. And the first deal was not the Chazeres. So the question becomes, Irish Lakish says, Farker. So the question was going to be, some suggest that Rish Lakish agrees that according to the Mishnah itself, in the simple read, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavan. Rish Lakish's own personal opinion is that Mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavan. You have to look carefully in the Rishami to figure it out. In any event, this might satisfy another problem. There's a kasha which the Mephoroshim quote from the Gemara Masechta Nozir. And we're not holding myself to Nazir now. But it's an interesting dilemma. The Gemara myself to Nazir on that Chav Gimel. Here we go. Famous Pasuk. Ki Yisharam Darche Hashem. Tzadikim yelchubam, uposhim yikoshlubam. Where? How do you know that pasuk? Any guys know the pasuk from anywhere? It's Haftarah. Twice. Hoshea. Very good. Where is it twice? What's the most famous Haftarah which has this? Anybody know? No one knows. Shehir Bir Rabbanim Matiyot from Hoshea. Wow, that's unbelievable. That's literally unbelievable. It's the famous Haftarah for Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah Haftarah has three parts. It starts with Hoshea, and then, if you want to go in order, Yoel, and then Micha. And one of the reasons why it doesn't stop in Hoshea is because you don't want to end with a dover, which is not so good. Whereas, if you look at the, where's my Chumash and Rashi, that blue, little blue one? It's behind the computer? Oh, there it is. Getting places. Thank God it's still here. If you look I have a stone Chumash. They have all the Haftarahs in the back. So this is Shabbos Shuvah. What I told you where it comes up. But the same exact Haftarah is found in Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis. The Haftarah for Parshas Vayetzeh. It ends, Tzadikim Yelchu Bom Uposhim Mikoshlu Bom. Some congregations have the custom to add the following verses from Yoel, which we also add in the Shabbos Shuvah. Why? They want to end with a Davara. I'm just laying it up. An Ashul, we don't. We end with, that's how we end. Why do we add more on the Shabbos Shuvah? Because we want to get more Shuvah. Whatever it is. This is a famous pasuk. This famous pasuk, Rabosai, is the, also I thought you might know, some of you know it from a famous incident of the Noda B'Yehuda. Didn't I tell you that story once? I haven't mentioned this here yet. No, get to our Inyana. The Noda B'Yehuda felt strongly that we should follow the halacha b'nigla. It wasn't so much into the Nistar, into the Kabbalah. It wasn't into it. Remember, this was the time of all kinds of other things that were going on. Shabtai Tzvi and all kinds of bad things. He felt that the Kabbalah was just not a good thing. It had to do with the Baal Shem Tov, with Chassidim, with Baal Shem Tov's brother-in-law. I'm not telling all the stories that the Chassidim like to tell, and they ever tell it their own way. But this is printed story. So the Yehuda said, all he says is Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinte B'yutke B'mofke. What? Stop saying these things. Why are you worried about Kavana? Mitzvah Shchichas Kavana. You say a bracha. You say the bracha. Asher to the Shabbos of Shabbat Zivan Alchilas Matzah. Why do you have the Yutke B'mofke? Well, just make a bracha. It's good enough. And about this, I think he said like this. This is what he wrote. Al Zenema Yisharim Darchei Hashem Tzadikim Yelchu Bom V'chassidim Yikoshlu Bom. Wow. He took off the gloves. V'chassidim Yikoshlu Bom. Obviously, about the capital Ches, he didn't mean that group. And he gave it at the print, and it was printed. But it was, I think it was reprinted, and it was made Kimmel, so there was a Hasidish printer. He wasn't going to let this happen. So the printer changed it back to the original pasuk. Tzadikim yelchu bom, uposhim yikoshlu bom. So they showed it to the Rav Yehuda, the Rebbe. So the Rav Yehuda's father said, I don't understand. I made poshim into chassidim, and the printer made chassidim into poshim. I thought you might know this pasuk, but not a joke. That's not such a joke. But okay, so we know the pasuk. Good. So the Gemara Masechta the Nazir on Chav Gimel and Manal and says, what's going on? Shnei bnei adam shetzolav as pischeim. Echad achol l'shem mitzvah v'echad achol l'shem achil gasa. Zeh shachol l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yelchu bom achil gasa poshim yikosh l'bom. Omer le'vish lakish. Hi, Russia Karasai. You're calling him a Russia Poshea. Nay, the low Kovid mitzvah and Amufkar. Pesach Mia Kovid. Why? It's Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is Mitzvah Shiras Kavana. And here's the case one ate L'Shem Matzah, L'Shem Mitzvah. One ate Rechil Gazim is not L'Shem Mitzvah. A steer in Rish Lakish. One answer is, Rish Lakish's personal opinion expressed in Yerushalmi, the mitzvahs is what? Mitzvahs ain't Shiras Kavana. What he said over here is only pshat in the Mishnah. Another answer before I take a question, what can I think about the Beis HaLevi? The Beis HaLevi says, Rav Osai, this is brisk. When you eat a carbon pay, when you eat kachim, achilas kachim, the Beis HaLevi says famously, is it in chefta. The chefta has to be eaten. The chefta, the carbon has to be eaten. As we just read, it has to be eaten. It shouldn't become no sochats v'shalom. It's in the chefta. By achilas carbon Pesach, there are tzvei dinim. Pesach is a mitzvah of achilas carbon Pesach, one of the tayag. But carbon Pesach is also kachim. It's also kachim. So when Rish Lakish said, the Rish Lakish said, nay, the local mitzvah namufchar, why? Could you not fulfill the mitzvah of achilas Pesach, because Rish Lakish holds mitzvah strichas kavana? But at the same time, Pesach miyah ka'avid, what does that mean? He fulfilled the mitzvah of Havod's Korban Pesach and the mitzvah even of Achil of the Cheft of Kachim Mi'Nechal. The brisk of Shad and Skamar. Those are the two answers to this question. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, Mark, I'm sorry.
I mean, when you say a third shot that you generally assume that Achilas Pesach will Akva, so the and
right.
Even if you say mitzvah Saint Shrif was Kavana, I mean, presumably the Pesach needs to be done the Shmas.
Right. Right. Correct. Okay, Rabosai, just one more Nakuda. I'm closing all these Svarim. As I said, I told you I'd close them all. But I want you just to read the, go back to the round one more time. Okay, Rabbi Nadavid is closed. Go back to the round one more time. On this Gemara, we just learned. Come on, back to the Gemara. Kufi Dalam Abyss. We just learned a little shtickle of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chi Teima. We read the if what? Look at the Gemara. V'chi teima, let's read it one more time. Just look at im kele shminan shal yirokis. Right? If what? Mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavana. So, just put in what's the whole chiddush of chazeres? No difference in chazeres and potatoes. What is not? Have a mina. If you have only chazeres, you only two tivulim. For mashmalan, no. If you only have chazeres, you also need two tibulim. Zok the chidush yerban like this. I'm going to give you what he's saying. Pshat in the sugi. Mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavana. Uve tibul rishin yotzei chavasa. We need a second one back to the office. Not that we originally thought that the tibul rishin or not is a lof hakera. Squares, eyes, so let's say Shari Arki, Kaloma, we delivered. Bishlama, Yarmin and Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. And we hold that the Tibul Rishon the Chudei is at Kerolatinokos, that was the original thought. Mishim Hokilo Nokta, Mishai Arakos, Alaba Kazaris, the teacher is Kiddush, the Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. But if what? Ain't Strichas Kavana, and there's no heck of Bitinokos until you get to the Tibul. Shani. Why Kazaris? Why chazeres? Where the yeshle the kumim mitzvah kilchasa? Because you have to have the mitzvah what the morrow before the matzah, which is not the ideal order. Same chiddush we can learn b'shayarki the matzah the kumim mitzvah kilchasa. The same chiddush says the gemara no at the ravusa. You might have thought the when you have morrow you don't need two tibulim at all. Ella. Oh, Tibul Kodim Suda, and you be yotze the mitzvah, even it's called Shena Kilchasa, the wrong order, and you'll also have a Kerel Tinovas. That's one choice. Oh, Fakert, oh, Nomar, Shalo Yitbul at all, Ella Achar Matzah, Kedei Sheyocha Matzah, Mara Be'onaso. Why? The Adiv Tvei is more important than Matzah followed by Mara, in the order of the Pasuk. May I care with the Tinogos? What are those possibilities? Kamash Balan, no. Even though you only have Morar, nonetheless, you should have Morar at the beginning, and be Yotze the Mitzvah's Morar, and do it again, Mishim, and care with the Tinogos, even though you'll be Yotze Morar before the Matzah. Yes, sir.
I didn't understand his explanation of the Kasha, that it's enough to have a care with one Tifl. I thought the Gemara
Gemara thought that. That was the half of it. The Ran holds that what happened was one table is a care. Some suggested more didn't know about a care at all. And the Ran, that's what we said, spoke about earlier.
So he learns that Gemara is going back to that.
Right.
Asked the kasha.
Right. At Kam, we spent time, half of the shir almost, just shot in the Gemara. Now we come to the mice. Open to the rush, Simil Chalke. Yes.
Why is it, though, that there's all sorts of things we can do for care. Why is it that we say that Hekera is more important than following the order?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's an excellent question. I don't know. It's a good question. Can't pick them. I mean, they want to talk in it in the average case. We have other vegetables. They don't want to change it. Rabosai, do you have to eat a kazayas of kachas? That's the big question. Allah alamais. Must you eat a kazayas of kachas? Good question. Yes or no? The Rosh speaks about it over here in Simen Chafet. Do you or don't you need a kazayas of kachas? Says the Rosh, as follows. We'll start from where it says Gemara. Achlo Dumai Yotza, Achlo Lamaskam Yotza, Achlo Chatzon Yotza. Uvash lo Yishet Bo Ben Achila Chaverta Yotza Ben Achila's Pras. Zok the Heliger Rosh. Mishim the Mavarech al Achilas Moror, Sarok Shiochal Kazayas. Ben Achila Vepogos Mikazayas. With a small pace. Ava Biorokas Rishonos, we call Karpas. Shemavarech Alein Bor Priadoma Bialma. Ben Maskirin Alea Machila. Ain Sarech Mehem Kazayas. These two lines are such power packed lines. But let's get the bottom line of these two lines first. You don't need a kazayas for carpets. As I said. Rabosai, open your Mishnah Brewer, please. Simen Tov Ayin Gimel Siva. Tov Ayin Gimel Siva. No tell Yodav Latit Lutzarach Kibulishan. Loloi Yivarech Alanatila. We pass into Shiloh, you have to do this until and I will get to it soon. Yikach me akarpas, pavos mi kazayas, matbila bachomets, or beimelach, etc., etc. Zok the beer aloch. Pavos mi kazayas. Mikan mashma. Everyone with me? The last line of page, pay dollar in offering. Amen. The dover shetibulo, bemashket, sarach natila, afilu bepavos mi kazayas. Avshe bepas, goma kotzav al machabe, besimakuf, and chesed gimel, shem yesh omrim. Then tzorach matila bubbles mikazayis. V'zel shalom k'mo shekasav nu sham the Mishnah Berurah b'sifchav chav back in Siman Kuf Nun Ches ukvar heirosi zos batfos hashnia b'shuli agilyam. To my knowledge, it's maybe the only place in all of Mishnah Berurah that I remember, not a bucky Mishnah Berurah, where he backed out from a psak, and he noted on the bottom. You look, oh, you go, when you go to the base, go back, go home, go to the base. You'll see, you look, go, take out your chelis base, kuf and ches on the bottom. You'll see a footnote on the bottom with an asterisk. I changed mine because I'm against, when I says against the tour, who bought la daitim, they died to her achav. That's the lashon of the owner of Hagdor, the tzaddik Hagdor, the god of Hagdor, the holy chavetzchah. Okay, ko'es motzosili tana de messiah ledvar, the rashvetz, yavin shvua. Binyan Karpas, the Das Rambam, the Yunan Kazayas, famous Rambam. Because of the famous Taber, the Kaver, the Tzorach, Matila, Bavare, Kazayas, Binyan, Kuopa Pasgomer, the Mistaber, the Kaver, the Tila, less than that, the Bavare, the Gozu, the Kagonzeh, Misham Strach, Chuma, Kokan, in the Paris, the Dabash, the Bulu, the Mashke, the Vio, Gambamati, Huda, and Mashke, Varenu, the Tzorach, Eel, the Dina. What can I do? The Torah's against me. Why? Because the Shukhanah's against me. Shekhanah requires Natila, and it requires less than Kazayas, like it's part of the Rosh. Rabosai, there's a world-famous Kasha. A world-famous Kasha that the Taz asks over here in Simen Tov Ayin Gimel. You can see it in the Barhet of Yudzayim. Open up right in front of you. Barhet of Yudzayim. No tail. Everyone see it? Bar hey, Dave, tough, I am Gimel, yes, sir. Your time.
Just very quickly, what was the, what halach exactly did the Mishnah Berurah
back out of? Yeah. Must you wash your hand when you have a fruit less than the size of a kazayas, and your hands are wet, and the fruit is wet?
Beforehand you said no, and now...
First said no, and I said, Shulchan Aruch, yes, the fetch. Look at this wonderful question in Bar hey, Dave, you die from the tats. No tell. The call should be bula of a mashkatar matila. Because of a tats. Umikanesh to chachas megula. La osam she'enem is harim b'chol ha'shana. Vito yadayam l'dvarim should be bula of a mashka. Here's the kasha. The man is tana halayla hazeh. Mikol yom shav ha'shana. Isn't it amazing? He made his own man is tana. Why is it b'chol ha'os b'nik ha'olam? Not to be the yadayim with davashim with chol tibul b'mashke halayla hazeh people are makpid. It was all manishtan. If you want to make your own manishtan too, let's have a contest. I'll give you a day. Come back tomorrow with your own manishtan. If the taz added the manishtan, you can add it there too. Creativity, your boss. What's mad, Mark? What's the question? Oh, Meredik! Meredik and Terrence! You're Mechavet to the Chok Yaakov. Oh, wow. Can you imagine that? The Chok Yaakov is exactly your Terrence. And the reason why we do it differently that night than any other night is to add an extra Shinoi. Look at that. The Shinoi, the Chok Yaakov is found over here in Simatov, Ayin Gimel, Sif Cotton, Chof Ches. Tov, Ayin Gimel, Sif Cotton, Chof Ches. Calls the Taz's kasha manishtana. Very interesting kasha manishtana. Because of a Taz, he gives the whole story manishtana. And he says as follows: says if you want to be, if you ball the taratz of, look at the narrative. In ball the taratz of a tefel alazu, al kol ponim have a lizor gam can be made tshuva. Should he have a seris in my tshuva? Should have it. Elish ain't kind of acting stone is the US and the Madakul Hashes with those same people are just not careful. If they're making a seriously with children, I'm going to say tonight, ridiculous. No, no. He quotes the Lechem Chavudas, we call it Divri Chavudas, on the Russian Chulin. The Olam Nodish Little Yedan, Yesh the Mamashi is smoke. Okay, you have what to rely upon. Why he quotes it over here? That's right, very hated. You have to hear the Rosh Tevis. Va'lechem chamudas perakol abosim. No one knows. You would never know. Guess what those Rosh Tevis are? We don't have any lechem chamudas. They came divrei chamudas. Bepakah. Beperakol abosim. It's a perak and chulin. Eighth perak and chulin. Because of the olam nogish l'itul v'yeshem amashi yismochu. Shatoyis v'sovim came. Toyis is old. We don't have tumim v'tarav v'zman hazeh. We're Ashkenazim. We follow Toyis. Because of the Magen Aram kufnum ches. Oh, the note when Belal is there. Look inside, very deep. Who ke'echem and shara shinuyim she'osim Belal zekes shel? Who said so? Chok Yaakov. So the Chok Yaakov is quoting verbatim in the Bar Heite. Meiridik. Is this terrific? Meiridik. Mordechai, how right you are. But you know what? I want to add another twist. The Netziv. The Netziv. The holy Netziv. The Netziv has a Haggadah called the Imre Shefer. And he has an introduction. And his whole Yisod introduction is the holiness and grandeur of Seder night is all one big Zeichel LeMikdash. We say the word Zeichel LeMikdash once. Get to that maybe tomorrow, Shia. Zeichel LeMikdash Kehillah. But the whole night is, that's why we wear a kittel, he says, to remind us of the Big Day Kahuna. And he has a whole list of things that we do. It's beautiful. It's just poetic. You should really read it if you have a chance. Poetic. But that being the case, Rav Osai, we can suggest that that's pshat in this as well. Tzip suggests that Bizman HaMikdash they had Tumah V'Tara. Oh. But Bizman HaMikdash they had Tumah V'Tara. That's why today, Zechel HaMikdash, we picked it. No, the Taz is wrong. This is more important than the Aseret HaMetshuva. Mikra, do we pass like the Lechem Chamudas and the Tosis? You don't need a Bizman Hazeh. Just when Matt would do the Zekel and Mikdash, no Zekel and Mikdash, the Saras and Mitchum. Ad Kandanitziv. To which we can suggest that would also knock out the counterproof from the Shulchan Aruch against the original Mishnah Berurah. What did the Mishnah Berurah, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? You take less than Kazayas and you wash your hands. Oy, but Ladaiti. No, Mishnah Berurah. Stick with it. Stick with it. Keep the faith. Less than Kazayas does not require Netila. It's against the Mechaber. It's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's not really Mikar Adin. We don't make a bracha.
No, but even if you're going in,
we don't make a bracha. As a matter of fact, in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, he has two other reasons to proofs, I should say, that it might be only a Zeichel HaMikdash. One, Rabbi Sai, what if you are, Rabbi, I'll ask you an honest question, but I want an honest answer. Again, who uses potatoes by the Sefer? Keep your hands up. Who uses potatoes with his hands at the Seder, as opposed to with a fork? Three hands still are up. Kol hakavod. I thought we had no hands. And your mother allows it. Wow. It's very. Most people who put their hands down, what do you use for the potatoes? What? A fork. Avada. America. Be polite. If you use a fork, you don't need a tilis adayim. So shten kufim chas. If you use a dovish diluva mashka, as opposed to bread, if you use a fork. Your hand don't touch it. You don't need it.
I think it's the grown, the original line.
Could be. Shulchanoch says that. That's how we pass it. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi said, who washes hands in your by your seder? Who washes hands by karpas?
Everybody.
Who has a minute that not everybody washes by karpas? I'm the only one. The machlok is the Maharash and the Maharil. The Maharash said only the Bala Seder. Why did I introduce something in my house? For a very simple reason. We used to have the Seder, 28 people around the table. Little kids running, climbing. We have a tiny kitchen, some of you saw. For us to go through Karpas, and everyone doing the Tilas Adayim, it takes 10 minutes. And then Seder night, every minute counts. Cholzim is Hamatzis. Part of my Cholzim is Hamatzis was I took on myself the minhag Maharash. That only, it's quoted in Poskim, that only I gotta be. I'm a tziv man. The whole, we use an hour Seder, we use green pepper for karpas. Where do I get green pepper from? Kids like it. We have a very kid-friendly Seder. They don't like parsley. Potatoes is not karpas. Potatoes is only because they didn't have any green. Same as I told you about it. Plus it's messy and it melts in the salt water. I remember from my youth we had all these potatoes. Yeah? And celery. Huh? Celery. You know, celery's not a bad choice. Celery's not bad. Some kids like celery. They're almost, huh? You don't like celery either. Not so popular. My kids never eat celery. But pepper? Alright, we have pepper at the table every day. Pepper, well, it's just fish. Pepper, every Shabbat is pepper. They're used to it. They like it. I have to try to keep them to less than the kazayas. Are they less than these small kazayas? 3 cc's? If you know how for me to get that, such a small kazayas. I think the smallest thing I can do, but 3 cc's, that's when we say 1/10 of a fluid ounce, that's pretty small. It's hard to get such a small piece of pepper. Yeah?
This man at Mikdash, they did,
absolutely.
Even less than
his eyes? No.
So then how is
it Zeichel HaMikdash? I don't know. That's the point. We're doing something which we don't have to do at all. We're just doing it to prove a point, to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. So the details don't have to conform. You can use a fork, you can use less than his eyes. Doesn't make a difference. You're doing a Zeichel HaMikdash without the details. So Mikroy Gosh pointed out that the Zeichel HaMikdash has to conform in its full detail to the original Mikdash, yes or no, and he has a whole Maruch about that. The footnote of the Zeichel on the Mikroy Gosh. You look it up, you'll see. The Kroy Kodesh, is, I think I wrote down the page number somewhere. Kufman Beis. He has a deal which I don't agree with, even though it helps me out, but I'm not Makabah. In this Machlokas, the Marash and the Maril, he wants to be Medayek at the Rambam holds like the Marash. That'll be good for me, right? Take a look at the Rambam. You have it in the back. Look at the English, but I'm only. Perek Ches. Gives it a whole Seder. Look what it says. Mosgin Kosal Halach Aleph. The Chalecha Viecha Umavorach Bar Prayer Gofen. That means who? The Baal HaSeder. Omer Kiddush Hayom Uzman B'Shoset. V'Chakach Mavorach Al Netilas Sedayin V'Notel Yodot. And Shulchan Aruch, da 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 da. And it says in Halacha Beis, V'Ochel Kazayis Hu V'Chola Mesubin Imo Kolecha V'Yechol and Ochel Pachos Mikazayis. The famous Rambam against the Rosh. It's Medayik Mikroy Kodesh. Why will be in Halacha Beis? He says Kolecha V'Yechol Kol Mesubin Imo. Whereas in Halacha Aleph he didn't say that. Halacha Aleph. He just said, "V'notel yadav." Didn't say, "V'notel kolam esubim ima." I write to the Marash.
You have to wash the table of Ashkel all year long. What is that? So
anyway, exactly. A shver avar. The koan to the Rambam, you need a kazayis. And the Rambam didn't hold like toisus. Presumably, everyone would have to wash. It's a big deal. I'm just laying up. It's what we call intellectual honesty. The Mikroi Kodesh is like me, like the Marash. He means a ride from the Rambam, which would be great for me, but I reject the ride.
The minute that the Baal bus wash is also only good for people who are, if the family is not makbid during the year to wash.
Yeah, chalila v'chalila. People who are makbid all year long should be making and say their night, chas v'shal. 99.7% of people are not makbid on, as we saw, I'm talking about Ashkenaz. About Sfarim, I don't know. Ashkenazim follow the Tosfos. You take an apple. You wash it in water and your hands are wet. You wash your hands with a cup?
Yeah, I know that a lot.
You do it?
Yeah.
With a cup?
Yeah.
Why, like you do like a pepper?
Or I dry it.
Or you dry the apple. That's another option, right? That's another option, right? But most people are not nizer. Ashkenazim. Svarim. What toast? What?
It says,
yeah, the Rambam is no chachmas. Rambam says, "Mevorach al tefilas yadayim." There's no chachmas. You make a bracha too? No. So that they want to go to the Rambam this far, but not that far. They don't make a bracha. Okay, let's go right there, boss. We have a lot to talk about, and time is running out. Fine. Let's now try to bring a riot to the Rambam from Al Gemara. Look at the Korban Asanel. He quotes the riot from the Marambi Prague, the Shita Sarambam. Ospei, Umarami Prague. Pochiach kedas Rambam di birakos nami tzar kazayis. How do you know? Midaparich v'atavol echadazimna. The Gemara said, wait a second. If it's the Enshichos Kavana, why bother with Mori when that karpas? Says the Maral. Holonafik b'tiburishin kevin l'ochal kazayis according to you, the Rosh. El ha'korah muchach t'b'tiburishin nami b'ne kazayis. Chabafur shigamara. But the Rambam is right, the Rosh is wrong. Mefurash Gemara. What's the Mefurash Gemara? Five words. V'tavol echad azimna. Why bother eating mar and mar? You ate mar and karpas. That obviously presupposes he had a kazayis. Uprichadish tiris. We get the Russian text. We used to say peresh ches prach. He has saved the letter. Peches means prichadish. Prichadish tiris. This prichadish can be found over here in Siman Tofai and Gimel Sivah. The call zem makshe havle the rabbon the tikkuni sheyochol betibul rishon kazayis v'lo boy tilusheni adka. They should have, it's part of the maskasha. They should have introduced a takana to have a kazayis, so you shouldn't require a second tibul. Says the Korban Asana of the lesser. That's wrong. The lo rotzu chachamim letakein kach to be yotzi right away. Why Mordechai's kasha? Came in the low be'idin chiyum and the chatchila that's still on matzusum and meroim. We're discussing that the chatchila is over here. So therefore the Tzvichosh territory doesn't like. So what's the answer? Look at his answer. The Nira Poshet. B'lefima shekosu tosus. The chokot vishlokash is svirle the masnisin ari b'stoma b'cholinyin afilu heicha di'isle shari yarokas. Remember that was all tosus. He has all the Iraqis, he has the bother looking for the PP&P, yeah. Kimoz and Ami, Ikele Meima, Adol Chokas, Mishlogish, Dari B'chol Inyin, Afilu Achol Kazayis. Even though it's not required, but it's talking about all cases. Val zeh shaper kama b'chei gadda v'ata v'chad zimna. Not that you, it's mandated, but hachav b'may eskiman. Hachav b'may eskiman, he did it. Shine. That's all. Sure. Atka. 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 Others say it's based on a different line of Tosis. That Rish Lakish holds like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says you have to make a bracha the first time around. To make a bracha the first time around, you must eat a kazaks. So the one of two, based on one of two assumptions of Tosis, clearly in our case, you had a kazaks. In the typical case of Karpas, you would not require a kazaks. Atkan, Rabo said, the bottom line of this rush. But I want to ask you to make an inference for the earlier line of the rush. The same rush, the previous line. What did Rush say? Mishum de mevarech al achilas marar sarach sheyochol kazayis de'ein achila b'parosh mikazayis. Please make an inference from this line in the rush. I'll read it a second, a third time. Mishum de mevarech al achilas marar sarach sheyochol kazayis de'ein achila b'parosh mikazayis. Yes.
It sounds like he's not talking about some kazayis, you wouldn't make a bracha.
Correct. If it would not be because if you would not eat a kazayis, you wouldn't make a bracha about achila smar. Correct. But say it even stronger than that.
Almost sounds like he's saying you wouldn't make a.
It's the bracha that makes the kazayis.
There he goes. You're the Shagas Arya of our class. The Shagas Arya of our shir just spoke. He roared. The roar of a lion. Shagas Arya Rabot saying, Simon Kuf has a famous dig from this rush. He says the rush implies that if it would not be for the bracha, you wouldn't have to have a kazayas of mara. What? How can that be? All achilas have to be a kazayas. What's the answer? Now I want you to figure something. What's the answer?
More than that.
What do you mean? Based on what he's saying there?
It's
not a chumash.
It doesn't say, it says,
Al-Matzus
Mor. I mean, that's
in. You will never find in the five books of Moses, in my hand, you will not find these five books anywhere where it says, eat Mor. Or they shall eat Mor. Twice to find Mor. Who knows which parashas to find it?
Bow
and. Pesach Sheni, where's that? Pashas what? Anyone want to find it? Baloska. Baloska is actually the pasuk which is quoted in the Agoda itself. In the Agoda itself, pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Tes pasuk Yud Aleph, Al Matzos Umrorim Yochluhu. What does that mean? With matzos and bitter herbs. Shall they eat it? What is it?
Pesach.
Korban Pesach. That's in Balosva. Back to Parshas Bo. In Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches. V'ochlu esal boser balayla hazeh tzli'esh. Listen to this now. U'matzos al-merorim yochlu. Official English translation. They shall eat the flesh on that night. Roasted over the fire, and matzos, semicolon, with bitter herbs shall they eat it. So we can argue that v'yachlu goes on matzos as well. But not amar. Al-meror v'yachlu, they'll eat the carbon pesach with mar. Never in the Torah did it say eat mar. Mar is only to be eaten, is to eat other things with mar. Since Shagas Aryeh, if there be no bracha, there will be no requirement for kazayis. And you think I'm talking only in the hypothetical world? No. In the real world of the Shagas Aryeh. Give me my case. Give me a case.
You would say already with your rishon.
Maybe, good. What else? I thought every single year, I thought a fluky year. You tell me you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're having a second say without a bracha.
We have
from
paper.
What's that? Oh, halacha l'maaseh for every one of you, everyone in this room. Everyone in this room has a halacha lemaisa.
Can't eat it because Isaac Mara.
No. Everyone. Last chance. Everyone in this room has a halacha lemaisa shagas aray. Ah. Hey! He's sharing the title with him. The Shagas Ari of Al-Shir. Korech! No brach on Korech. So the Shagas Ari, Lachal HaMaisa. You don't need a Kazari Samar. You run short on both sides. You rely on the Shagas Ari. Okay, so you run short. Shagas Ari Paskin. You don't need a Kazari Samar. You wouldn't need a Kazari Samar even tomorrow except for the brach. There's no brach, huh? On Korach, he assumes. Got that maybe later, we'll discuss Korach. Yes.
And wouldn't the same thing go for the matzah with Korach, since there's no bracha on that either?
No. That's you're having bits of matzah. So he'll fulfill matzah. Matzah says you have erev tov of matzahs.
But isn't it just a zecher l'mikdash for us? Yes. It's either the afikomen or the first kazayas.
Get to the details, whatever it may be, but Hillel ate a kazayas of matzah for sure. Yes.
What I understand is that those psukim obviously are represent the mitzvah deraisa.
Correct.
We're talking about mitzvah derabanan.
Arya says his name is really Arya. Wait a minute. He's going against the Shagas Ari. His name is Arya, despite that fact. Okay. Our Arya is screaming, is showing, is saying the Shagas Arya, my namesake is right with deraisa, but I want to be right with derabanan. Derabanan will be attacking a takana of mitzvah achilas maror. And came the rice of Tikkun, and therefore you have to have a kazayas, irrespective of the bracha. What do you do with the words of the Rosh though?
But then it's the bracha is the Tikkun Darabah.
The bracha or the mitzvah?
The mitzvah.
How do you read it? Let's get. I want an honest read now, Rabosai. I want an honest read now. Everyone look at that. It's only one line. Everyone look inside the one line and read it together. Starting from where the line above the page. Mishum de mevarech al achilas maror tzorech sheyochol kazayis de ein achila b'pachos b'kazayis. Rabbi, I'll say an honest read. I think the Shagas Ari is right and our Ari is wrong. The mechilas quote to us. Not only that, if you look at the Otz of Mepharshim, I left it in my room, he quotes the Rosh's Talmud, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says it even more clearly that it's because of the bracha. But, you know all the holes like you? The Urayim. She came first. The Urayim. Blessed be Mitz. Woo! Also quoted by the Otzi. He said, no. It sounds like he suggests it's an intrinsic din of Achilas Maror. How does Shagas Ari is right on the level of the Raisa called Psukim? The Stalin means it's a Tekon of the Rabbanim. That's how I would read the Urayim. Again, I have to look carefully in the Urayim. Maybe we'll bring it tomorrow to the Shia. If you bring it tomorrow, I'd like to see it. The Urayim inside. Okay, you can. You ready? Simon Sadi Dalit. You have a chance to bring it. Here's an explanation. That's what bothers me. Lashon Yireim is, I so quoted, Achila Ksivbe. Ksivbe? Ksivbe, you say? Ksivbe? Mr. Rabbanan. What do you Ksivbe? Yes?
I mean, I don't know that the Sanyun counts Mar as a mitzvah in May Atzma.
Really?
I mean, there's a riot of the Gemara in the ninth parak seems to say that even if you're not eating Pesach, that there's a drusha that an Nechar still eats Mar, even though he isn't eating Pesach. But if you're counting as a mitzvah in May Atzma, so maybe that's it. Like, if, so then the, it can't just be part of the Pesach.
You have to find the source in the Holy Bible, my friend. I mean, I'm sad to go and knew the Bible better than all of us put together, but you have to still find the source in the Bible. Maybe you're looking at my Ruchim Fischel Perla on the bottom. He has, and every line in the Rapsad Gaon, he has 10 pages. Did you buy that safer? He's, oh, Rapsad Gaon. Oh, I can't get enough. 3 pages of Rapsad Gaon. Less than 1%, much less than 1% is Rapsad Gaon. So we're Rabbi Perla. It's Gemalik, it's not much most of the Midrash, you can't be pinning, because now it's hard to go. It's like the Ritva in Yavamas. The next is really on Yavamas. And you bought a Ritva in the farm sale? Mandatory reading. But I think less than 10% was the Ritva. I think, maybe. I don't have a count of the words. But great. The Baal is terrific. Rav Yafin, that's out. From Mishnah's Goyim. But you know, Rabbi said, if you ever want to have a best seller of your Sefer, don't put your name on it. Put somebody else's name on it. Wow, plagiarism. I don't know. He'll be on top. Put out, I don't know, put out Rashba, put out Rambam, whatever. He'll be at the bottom. Then people will buy it. Okay. Or you have another suggestion. Put out a Haggadah. They told me the Haggadah is the best seller of all Sarah. Put out a Haggadah. It's guaranteed that people will pick it up. Oh, yeah. Buy it. Okay. It's a marketing tool, Sir Russell. Rabbi Sai, here's a fascinating thing that's found by, if you look it up in the Reb Chaim, not the authorized Reb Chaim, the unauthorized Reb Chaim, has the following interesting, fascinating issue. He says, you know, really, we should say that you should have a Kazayas of Mar. Maybe it's even Ksiv. Maybe even Ksiv. I should just look at the text. It's not true. We have a Hekesh. Amatzas Umrom Yochlu. Or Umatzas Amrom Yochlu. So Mar and Matzah are Ramesh next side by side with each other. Side by side. We can make a Hekesh and say, just like Matzah is a Kazayas, Mar is also a Kazayas. So he asks Reb Chaim. So that may be shot in the Urayim, based on this Hekesh, that he held since you need a Kazayas of Matzah, and then a Kazayas of Mar, yes?
We can make a
question now. Oh, good question. We asked, you know, we had this question once before, that Chesh of Shlomo. Yeah. And he made up his own Hekesh, right? Below Yachal Chometz, the woman is Chayim and Chometz, so therefore she kept it Chayim and Sipur. What? Rav Zevin asks, Odom don Hekesh Miatzmo? Rav Chaim don Hekesh Miatzmo? Is this a Hekesh, an authorized Hekesh of Matzah and Mar? Look through Shas. We have a Bucky and a Masman here. Supposed to be a Bucky and all of a sudden by now.
We haven't finished it yet.
Oh, he's loving out. Well, if you do me, if you bring me Reb Chaim tomorrow, the what they call the stencils, bring it to put it on my desk. There's a piece on this. Zok Reb Chaim and Terence. It's Reb Chaim and Solshah. Svei Dinim and Matzah. Reb Chaim is the ultimate brisker. We discussed it Svei Dinim and Matzah a long time ago. One is Be'er Ptok L'Matzahs, and one, Mar Shodin Gemara, was that Tzadi, I think it was? What that was that? Matzah Echsher with the Pisra.
Tzadi
Aleph. Where's that Lashon? I showed it to you. We looked at it inside. I showed it to you.
I'm sorry, Tzadi Aleph.
That's what I thought, Tzadi. Where's that Tzadi? Where's the Lashon? Oh, my eyes, I can't find it anymore.
Should be near the bottom.
Tzadi is an expression of the Gemara, Echsher with the Pisra. Something along those lines. Here we go. Kevah de takat of the Pesachu. Here. Kevah de chsheva de Pesachu, kagufa de Pesach dami. It's about 12 lines up on the Tzadi Amid Al. So Rabosai. Okay. Ki pligi b'matzah l'moro. Rabbonin savri ha chilach witi. Rabbi Sava, kevah de chsheva de Pesach. Who? I mean, who? Both, no? Kagufa de Pesach dami. So we see over here that matzah and mar are hechsher the pisra from before the pasuk, right? Al matzah sum rorim yochlu. They're both hechsher the pisra. Except Rabosai, that's a pesach sheni, where there's no independent mitzvah. But pesach rishon, be'erev tov u'matzah. The Torah has a different phrase. Be'ochlu asabosa malayla letzkeish u'matzah. Am rorim yochlu. So matzah and pesach rishon covers is the double. Wears two hats. Svei dinim in the matzah. One is an independent Easter mitzvah achila, as Berav Tov L'Matzahs or U'Matzahs. Two Rabosai. Al matzah Rav Yochlu or Yochlu. Svei dinim. Zok Reb Chaim. The only matzah that's hukash tomorrow is matzah share the pisra. That doesn't need kazayas either. Oh. Oh. So Reb Chaim says, read Matzis with Vanish Mesh Big Lashkayim. That's two halachas. Matzah independently, which of course is Kazayas. Let's say a guy only half a Kazayas. Let him eat it. As the Mishnah of the Love talks in general, they say Chati Shir is a Chati Mitzvah in a Torah. Even if a Chati Shir of, I don't know what, a Chati Shir. Oh, Chata Shira on Sukkah, let's say, would not be a mitzvah on Tetzvav, Tetzvav, because it wouldn't be. But a Chata Shira on Pesach would be. Why would it be? Because of Hechsher of the Pesach. And Mara Zukash to that aspect of Matzah. This is all printed in the Chidush of Chaim. We'll have to see, is it an authorized or unauthorized Hechsh? So we'll see there, and we'll see what it says. Okay, Rabosai, this concludes this fascinating discussion based on this Mamish, two lines in the Rush, that there's so much Torah. Yes, sir.
According to the Shagat Aryeh,
yeah.
If you wouldn't have a Gezayit of Maror, you wouldn't make a Bracha?
If you would, everyone agrees to that. Everyone agrees to that. The question is only why. We say you would make a Bracha because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Shagat Aryeh says, the mitzvah you fulfilled, but you can't make a Bracha of Al-Achilas Maror, because you can't do it with Achilas, because that's. Now, Rabosai, open up, please, the Siman Tuf Ayin Hey. We're out, we have a Mefurash Gemara, which we just sort of skimmed over, and Kufi down the base, but may have tremendous, tremendous ramifications. On Kufi down the Gemara, we glossed over it so quickly. The lush of the Gemara was, Ochlon lechatzoyin yotza, uvilvad shlo yishab en achila lechaver te yosem ech lechilas pras.
Wouldn't
Magid that quickly?
Your hat.
What Magid?
Oh. Okay.
No, this is the one you need matzah now. Rabosai, open up the siman tuf ayin hey. This is the one sif. I asked you to see everything on the sif. It's a very, very important sif. We'll be spending a long time on this sif. Tuf ayin hey, sif aleph. We'll have to take it, one line at a time. Zok the Machaber, line 4. Biyochlem ba'aseva biyachat. What biyachat? The top matzah and the middle matzah. Kazayas mikol echad. And then the kazayas biyachat, a kazayas in the top, and a kazayas in the middle. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa! How do we eat so fast? Mind boggling. How do you eat so fast? So the Vilna Gaon, right over here, in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Al, Sif Cotton Tess, has the following line. I'll read it to you, it's only one line. The Tzarech. It's going on the following. Going on. The next line of Machaber. V'nein o yochol lechol k'shnei zesim v'yachad. You can't. What do you mean you can't? T'tzarech lechol l'chatchila kol ha'kazayas v'yachad. As it says, kut v'dal in the base, ochlo l'chatzoyin yotzo, dafko di ebed. It's based on our Gemara. What are the other yotzos? Demai. Rabbos, that's what I'm demai. Come on. Demai. Nah. Below Miskave? Nah. Even Mitzvah Sein Tzirchus Kavana. It's still a Chathir Shab Kavana. Come on, be a good Jew. So too, if you ate it, Ochlen what Lechatzoyin, half a Kazayas now, half a Kazayas another minute from now, only Yotzeb in the Evet, off in the din in the Gemara. Shai. The Mogan Avraham. Yes, I'm sorry.
Why? What would the reason be for eating? I mean, what's the hither in eating everything together? Why is it more the chatchila than just?
That's a good question. But also, how do we know that you get yotze b'tocha lechilas pras? Where'd that come from? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Let me ask you a question. If it were not, and it's only, it's like a yeshiva, Luyutsuyu, if it were not halacha l'moshe misinai, what would the din be? I'm asking an honest question. Luyutsuyu, we had no halacha l'moshe misinai, what would the din be about achilas matzah?
Shear, equal maybe? Hesed.
What would you say?
You can't have hesed.
So what are you saying? What? You'd have to eat it at once. The Kroy Kodesh says that. The Kroy Kodesh said, I would have said the other way around. I would have said, if there's no, I can eat it forever. Keep eating. Nibble the whole night. Well, we'll see. We'll count the Esther. But the Mikra Kosher holds like the Talmidim Shlita. Let's say, worth not for the Aloch Moshe B'Sinai. You have to eat a little one shot. And then he revives the Bekiyas and Yavamas. Whee, Yavamas. We should try to fulfill the mitzvahs in a simple pshat and not rely on Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai versions which are not found in the Pesukim in the Pasuk. I think I have it on my desk downstairs. I forgot to bring it up. Look it up. He has it in Mikra Kodesh. Okay. That's what he says. The Chatchila should eat it all in one gulp. How much in one gulp? Does the Mechaber two kezesim in one gulp? Okay, we spoke. I'm not going to go back to that question right now. Two kezesim in one gulp. Comes along the Mogan Avraham. You have it in the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look. Mishnah Berurah quotes as follows. Kazayis mikolecha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ostes. It's really a little bit hard to get to the bottom of all this. I'm going to read you first the Mishnah Berurah Ches and Tes together, and then go back to the source of Mogan Avraham. I want you to first be grounded before I give you the nuances. Kazayis mikolecha ches. He's assuming that you make al-achilas matzah on the broken one. Lechemoni. Right? Dark Hashanah b'prusa. Ben achilas prusa mikazayis. Al prusa samotzi. Halo kaima da motzi b'vorochan afila b'vorochan mikazayis. Can I reshut? Who needs it? Elam Yishum, he says. Yesh poskim shesorim. The bircha samotzi koi ala prusa. Or bircha al-achilas matzah koi ala shtem. But fakert. We'll get to that later. The kaktorach mikolechet kazayis to hedge your bets. Biskima, okay, that's point number one in the prima gosh. Point number two, biskima akronin. The tzorach rak lahaknis lefil es shnei azeisim bevasachas ulerascom. Use your teeth and grind them up. Avol ein mechuyev levalam bevasachas eladai. Oh, it's back. You think I get a complete break? No, eladai. Sheyivla kazayas lerach b'vasachs. Swallow one kazayas. V'chakach yivla hashay. Within a kazayach chilitz pras. Ubediyevet, of course, even the whole thing is within a chilitz pras is good enough. Fascinating ches. This is test already. What about ches? V'yachat. One of you together. Shem yochal mitchilin kazayas shlamoti. Tanimana shleimo. Here we can mafsik bein birchas alachilas matzah alachilas aprusa shalach alay brocha. Tim yochal aprusa nikod nevach kach hashleima gam kenu mafsik. Lani poskim besavir de birchas alachilas matzah koi al hashleima. Lan ken yochal biyachat. You have no choice but eat from both of them together. Amazing. Amazing. The source for much of this, these two Mishnah Berurahs are both saying, is the Mogan Avraham. Is the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham Rabosai quotes this idea of two kezesim b'vasachas from the Truma Sadesh. Truma Sadesh, it says. The Maharil, who's his Rebbe, said, no. Kezayis v'achilas pras l'chatchila. Yeah. You look at Orach HaShulchan, which I also don't have today, I should have brought in. Orach HaShulchan here in Siv Dalet implies, as one of the Talmidim said without spelling it out, you can eat it bechdei achilas pras lechatchila, providing there's no break in the middle. You just keep eating, nibble, 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 to get to a kazayis. You don't have to put it down your throat. It's only one shot. Mamish. You take the kazayis kazayisim and do b'vasach and pras shel ogedei achila. I'm not kidding. Nothing wrong with taking your time. Just don't stop in the middle. What? Ochel lechatzoy means I took a bite, and then I said, you know, I'm not sure. I'll talk in the middle. You don't have to talk in the middle. Whatever. I won't talk. I'll eat a half of his eyes. Open the Mishnah Berurah and look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now, not a minute later, eat another kazayis. That you can't do lechatchila. If I'm eating straight, it takes me a while, a little bit at a time. That's a chatchila mamish. Nah, I like that shot. Orach Hashulchan sounds like you're saying that in Sif Dalet. Take a look tomorrow. We bring it in. We'll see his exact lush. Oh. Rabbi Osa. Rabbi Osa. You take a look at the raya that's brought in the morning, in the Mogan Avraham. Where does idea come from? Where did it come from? Where? The Truma Sadeshin said you have to have only one desire at once, not two. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Mordechai. This is the famous Mordechai which we spoke about by the Shirin. Open up to the Mordechai, please. Open up. You've been here before. We've been here before. And we'll see if it's a good ride. It's the Mordechai and Korach. We haven't got to, we'll be looking at the Korach tomorrow. But take a look over here. The Mordechai asked the Kasha, how can you squeeze so much into your mouth at one time?
Going on?
It's on page Lamin Hay, the last complete paragraph. That's Korcha Mevasachas Yochla. Alright? Those who have the old version, it's well, after the last one, whatever it was. Korcha Mevasachas Yochla. Pirish. Ve'enotel Kazayas Matzah, Ve'kazayas Moror, Ve'kazayas Pesach, Yochla. Ve'em Tomar. Ho'ein Magzik Be'esablia Kolkach. Darmin increases your dalit. The Shira Chachamim Dein Beis Abliya Machzik Yosef Yibayz Eisen Heineke Beitza Yesh Lomar Hani Midik She'ochel Sholim Akshu Merusuk Machzik Tvei Ukshu Magia LeBeis Abliya Merusuk U Ulekach Machzik Kulai. You have three Kazesim Yibayz Abliya if it's Merusuk. What's the assumption of the Mordechai Rabosai, says the Melon Avraham to the Truma Tadeshim? What's his assumption? Eating all at once? Tell you all at once, it's nothing to talk about. Raya Brewer, right? What a great raya. This is the raya of the Truma Sadeshin. Mikan Muchach, then of Loa Azaya Shalmat Mat Mat, Yenokin Lava Koshamini, Shabayuchala Hachnas Koshlosh Azaya Biyaka the Piyu, Velochus Biyaka, the Loa Mat Mat, Ela Korkov Mitzvah of Loa Biyaka the Hillel, who are Dilla Didan Zayas Echod Shomatza O Shomor. One, not two. One. So Mechab is Shver, and only have to have one. Frek the Brisker Rav, yes?
It also seems like the word that would be right against the Shai Sari.
Aha. Even by Korach. Yeah. Right? Correct? Even by Korach, the Kazai Samar. Very good. Very good. Even if we don't make a brach, we'll have to get to that later. It's a very good hour. Doc Brisker Rav, I reject the proof of the Truma Tadesh. I reject. Why? Yes?
I mean, the Gemara is talking about an unusual case, not the Karkon.
This is Hillel. It's a little bit every single year. It's unusual. Hillel. So, Briskerov, no. What are you? I thought you were about to say the Briskerov Saras. It's a. To use Briskies. It's a Din Mesuyam and Karach. That's what Din Mesuyam means. The local din. In order to fulfill Korach, which is Hillel's mandate, to eat things together, you have to eat all three kazesim together, because otherwise it's not together. But, if you're playing kazesim and matzah, you can have a third of a matzah now, and then wait a half a minute with another third of a matzah, and then have another third of a matzah. What's wrong? Yes?
It's just that the Mordechai doesn't seem to be saying. The kasha of the Mordechai doesn't seem to be just that you're eating the three of them together, it's that you're eating a kazayis.
Oh! Question against the Brisker Rav. If that would be the case, why can't you just have at this moment I'll have a third kazayis matzah, a third kazayis samar, a third kazayis of pesa. No. Wait a half a minute, do again. Wait a half a minute, do again. That's a good kasha. But the Brisker Rav understood. You have to have three kezesim kruchim. Not three one-third kezesim kruchim. You're a non-brisker, Yari. Yeah, okay.
He's setting up his
own. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Let's stop here. I want to have to. Mikroy Kodesh talks about this very point. But you know, tomorrow we'll start with that, and we'll finish a few more other things, and maybe we'll start the Sugya Torah as well.